This week's Vartoiro is sponsored L'Zchus Naftali Akoyim Blau, Tinoik Ben Chana Newman, and Menachem Mendel Ben Rivka. The learning of the Vartoiro is L'Zchus Reb Sholom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of the Avoida of Yom Kippur. One year, the Mespalalim of the town of Mezhebuzh decided to abolish all the tzedakah collecting that customarily took place on Erev Yom Kippur, for it caused too much noise and disorder. When the Baal Shem Tov heard about this, he did not allow this regulation to be enforced. He related how one year on Erev Yom Kippur, all the forces of Klipa gathered to form a blockage that would not allow the tefillos of the Yidden to ascend to Shamayim. However, as soon as the Yidden below started shaking their pushkas to ask for tzedakah, and a great clatter was created from the coins thrown in by the Mespalalim, the klipas were torn apart by the noise. The Torah commands us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Besides the benefit of gaining the necessary strength to fast, it is also a way of honoring Yom Kippur with food and drink. Many tzaddikim who would use only one hand when eating would use both hands on Erev Yom Kippur. This was the minhag practiced by the Alter Rebbe and Reb Levi Yitzchok, the Rebbe's father. The Medrash relates a story of an officer who asked his servant to buy him a fish. The servant, upon reaching the market, found only one fish on sale and agreed to pay one gold coin for it. However, a Yiddish tailor who was standing there approached the seller and offered a higher bid. Both the servant and the Yid tried to outbid each other until the Yid won the fish for the sum of 5 gold coins. When the servant returned to his master and told him what had transpired, the officer, curious and upset, sent for the Yid and asked him why he had spent 5 coins on a fish, and prevented his servant from buying it. The Yiddish tailor answered, "How could I have not bought it, even if it had cost 10 gold coins? I've bought it to eat on such a day that Hashem commanded us to eat and drink, when we are certain that Hashem will forgive our sins." The officer was impressed and praised him, sending him away in peace. On Erev Yom Kippur, Tofresh Memtes, the Chassid Reb Zalman of Cherbina entered the Rebbe Rashab's room after Shachris and greeted him with a joyous Gut Yom Tov. The Rebbe Rashab, who was very serious and deeply engrossed in the Sefer, responded, "Yes, it is Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is a time to be happy. But it is also Erev Yom Kippur, and one must be in a state of Hesoirus Tshuva, from the depths of one's heart. Tshuva includes regret over the past and taking upon oneself a positive resolution for the future." Reb Zalman responded, "Rebbe, we are soldiers. Hashem told us that the first half of Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, so we need to be besimcha. Only after Chatzos must one daven mincha, say al chet, and do tshuva." Reb Zalman concluded with a request, "Rebbe, give me lekach." The Rebbe Rashab, pleased with Reb Zalman's answer, lifted a piece of honey cake from the plate and said, "Just as I am giving you a piece of lekach, may Hashem give you a sweet year." On Yom Kippur in the year Tofresh Yudches, the Tzemach Tzedek stood and davened the entire day. During the Ilah, his dveikus was very great, and when he sang a niggun, all present cried bitterly. The Shliach Tzibur became confused with his own singing due to his greatest oirus from hearing the Tzemach Tzedek's davening. The Gemara cites a machloikus between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether one must do tshuva on Yom Kippur to obtain a kapara. According to the Chachamim, Yom Kippur only atones for those who do tshuva, while Rebbe holds that even if one does not do tshuva, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur atones. Itzumoy shal yoy mechaper. The halacha is ruled according to the opinion of the Chachamim. The Rebbe explains that the Chachamim also agree that the essence of the day atones, but require one to do tshuva in order to reach that great kapara. The Rebbe explains that kapara is an expression of scrubbing off the dirt of Avedis. The day of Yom Kippur accomplishes both the cancellation of punishment and the removal of stains and dirt, because on this day the bond between the essence of the neshama, which is unaffected by Avedis, and the essence of Hashem is revealed, so any external stains are automatically nullified. One Erev Yom Kippur, while the holy tzaddik Reb Leif Sardes was traveling, a great storm broke out, forcing him to stay in a small town for Yom Kippur. Only 8 Yidden lived in the town, and they were expecting 2 Yidden from a nearby town to complete their minyan. Reb Leib arrived early in Shul and prepared himself for Kol Nidre. Time passed, and everyone waited for the 2 Yidden to arrive, but were soon notified that due to slandering, the Yidden had been imprisoned. Seeing that they were missing one to complete a minyan, Reb Leib asked the townsman, "Is there perhaps another Yid who lives near the village? Perhaps there is a Yid who is a Meshumad, an apostate?" The men looked at him in wonder, and the tzaddik explained, "The doors of tshuva are never closed even for a Meshumad. I heard from my Rebbes that even when you dig in ashes, it is possible to find a spark of fire." Hearing this, one of the villagers spoke up, "Our Paritz is a Yid, but has unfortunately been involved in Avedus for the past 40 years. When he was a young man, the daughter of the previous Paritz had wanted to marry him, and to sweeten the deal, her father had promised him to become the sole inheritor of the Paritz's wealth. Unfortunately, the Yid was unable to withstand the test." Reb Leib asked if the Yid has any children, and was told that he did not, and that she, the wife, had passed away a few years earlier. The tzaddik quickly removed his talis, and after being given directions to the Paritz's mansion, he went on his way. Arriving at the mansion, the tzaddik knocked on the door, and without waiting for a response, entered, encountering the Paritz in person. The two stood there silently facing each other. The Paritz's first impulse was to command one of his servants to take this Yid and throw him into prison. However, the shining face and piercing eyes of Reb Leib softened his heart. The tzaddik spoke, "My name is Leib Soros, and I had the schus of knowing Rabbi Yisroel Baal Shem Tov, who was highly respected by many Paritzim. I heard from his holy mouth that every Yid must daven the short tefillah of David HaMelech, Hatzileini Midomim Elekim, save me from considering money to be a god. My mother Sarah was a holy Yiddish woman. When she was young, one of the princes laid his eyes upon her and wanted to marry her, promising her riches and honor. She made a Kiddush Hashem by marrying an elderly Yid, a poor Malamed, in order to save herself from the clutches of that Rasha. You did not have the schus to withstand this test, and you became an apostate for the sake of money. Nevertheless, you should know that there is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. Now is the time. Tonight is Yom Kippur, and the Yidden in your town need a tenth man for a minyan. Come with me and be the tenth, as the Pasuk says, Ho'asiri yiyah kodesh laHashem. The tenth one will be holy for Hashem." Meanwhile, the townsmen waited in shul, fearfully thinking of the trouble that Reb Leib may bring upon them. Suddenly, the door opened, and the tzaddik rushed in with a paritz trailing behind him. Reb Leib motioned that the paritz be given a talis, and then went to the Aron Kodesh, took out two Sifrei Torah, giving one to an older Yid and the other to the Paritz. Reb Leib stood between them and began with a paragraph declaring that we allow the sinners to daven with us. Throughout that entire Yom Kippur, the Paritz stood on his feet crying brokenheartedly. From time to time he would emit a deep sigh, breaking the hearts of all those present. At the end of Ne'ilah, when they reached the recitation of Shema Yisroel, the Paritz put his head inside the Aron Kodesh, hugged the Sifrei Torah, and with a loud voice that shook all the Mispalim, cried out, "Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." He then began calling out, "Hashem Hu Elokim," with all his might. Each time his voice became increasingly louder. As he called it out for the seventh time, his neshama departed from his body. Although they no longer had a minyan, Reb Leib told them, since his neshama departed while saying the word Elokim, he is to be considered a tzaddik and is still considered alive and should be included in the minyan. With that, Reb Leib led the minyan from Maidiv. That night, the Yidden brought the paritz to Kever Yisroel, and Reb Leib himself personally took part in the Tahara and the Kfura. From then on, Reb Leib would say Kaddish every Yom Kippur le'ilui nishmas, that Baal Tshuva. Before blowing the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, it is customary to sing a march of Simcha and victory. The Nigun in Lubavitch was known as Napoleon's March. During the march, the Rebbe would turn toward the crowd, and with a shining face he would encourage the singing and dance with tremendous joy. For many years, the Rebbe would stand on his chair, and only in the later years, a small platform with steps was prepared for this occasion. One year, at the end of davening on Yom Kippur, the tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev announced, "It is known that when in doubt if a bracha is required, one refrains from reciting it. It is therefore understood that since we are commanded to recite the bracha saying that Hashem forgives the Yidden's Avedis, obviously this is so without the slightest doubt. Maitzoy Yom Kippur is a Yom Tif, and we wish each other a good Yom Tif. Therefore, it is a mitzvah to eat and rejoice at this time when a baskel announces to the Yidden to go eat with joy. The Rebbeim were particular to wash for a full Suda, even though they were worn out after their Avodah throughout Yom Kippur. During the Suda, they would dip their challah in honey, sing Nigunim, and relate Divrei Torah. On Moitzoei Yom Kippur, the Tzemach Tzedek would call in the Rebbe Marash to learn together for a few hours. For many years, they would learn Zohar, then Medrash for a number of years, and later on, they switched to Gemara. One year, they sat learning for many hours, even before breaking their fast. The Chosid Reb Mordechai Yoel Duchman was a Talmud of the Chosid Reb Isaac Kumler. One year, his Shver stopped in Hummel for Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, they met but did not speak, for they were rushing in their preparations for the holy day. During Yom Kippur, Reb Mordechai Yoel stood the entire day facing the wall, davening with much dveikus. On Motzei Yom Kippur, after breaking his fast, he turned to his Shver and excused himself, quoting Reb Eisel. After not learning a whole day, one must sit down to learn. And off he went to learn. The Rebbe related, once on the morning following Yom Kippur, the Yidden in a small town got up early to daven Shachris and found a Polish chassid dancing around the Amud, singing a nigun of Anim Zmirois, displaying his yearnings to Hashem. They realized that he had been so lost in his singing and dancing that he had danced all night, completely forgetting that he was still fasting. It is the minog to begin preparations for the Sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur, at least in conversation. The Rebbe explains that since this is the time when Klippos are being returned to power, one protects himself by engaging in matters of the Sukkah, which are a protection like the Anonei HaKavoy. May we all have a Gmar Chesima Toiva, and may it be a Shnas Geula v'Yeshua.